Obviously, that persuasion hasn't worked, and persuasion is not going to work. If we want to be successful, then we have to look at what resistance movements in the past have done and what they've learned and kind of the different phases that they've gone through as they've tried to assert themselves and try to be successful.
When I say organized political resistance, I mean that we need to face power head on. Once you name power, you will find that power is sociopathic, that the people in charge will do whatever it takes to shut you up.
The thing about when you enter into a period of social conflict, what you don't want is people promoting nonviolence, because that's going to disarm the people. It's going to disarm the people in the face of an aggressive enemy and in the face of hard social conditions. You want them to have a stronger fighting spirit, because without a fighting spirit, you lack the will to resist.
The smartest thing the Nazis did was they made it so that at every step of the way it was in the Jews' rational best interest to not resist. Would you rather get an ID card, or do you want to resist and possibly get killed? Do you want to move to a ghetto, or do you want to resist and possibly get killed? Do you want to get on a cattle car, or do you want to resist and possibly get killed? You want to take a shower, or do you want to resist and possibly get killed? At every step of the way, it was in their rational self-interest to not resist. But I'll tell you something very important, which is the Jews who participated in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising had a higher rate of survival than those who went along.
I think if any of us were alive in Nazi Germany right now, we would know what a resistance movement should be doing. And we need to think about the culture of industrial civilization as if it's a culture of occupation, because it is.